The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Hope you recovered from the midterm elections. I think there's a few politicians in Washington who are packing up, who have not really gotten over the shock of what's happened. But there's no question, the talk of the town is now what? Because it's not majority rules Democrat in the Senate anymore. Instead, it's hello the elephants. The Republicans, as all of you know, have overwhelmingly thumped the Dems, Senate style especially, because already in the House they had the majority. They just added to it, made all kinds of history. But what does that mean for us? What does that mean for all of us? Take our labels off for a side. Most of the people that I get emails from, and hopefully all of you listening to me, wherever you happen to hail from, are for the greater good. Where do we want to see this country go? What do we want this country to be, and what is our legacy behind us? What do we want to leave behind us? And to me, that's why you shed the labels. And when we peel back the labels and we talk about what we need to see in the future, I think one thing we have to be wary of, and I would be this way if I was running a giant corporation, is not to destroy the middle class. Because who are we catering to? Who's buying the products? And are we making the products here in the United States? Another big thing is something that we also have to be concerned with. So when it comes to the business and what the laws are and the regulations, while the giant items that are shiny and we all pay attention to, like health care, Obamacare, and immigration, we can't forget that we're a country, a capitalist country, that needs the flow of entrepreneurialism to continue if we're going to thrive, because that's the backbone of what we're made up with, how we've been able to reach out and help other people in our communities. So we don't want that to get lost in the sauce somehow. And I think what we're going to see is just a flat-out combat zone between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the Capitol, without a doubt. There is no doubt that's what's going on here. So Mitch McConnell is now the Senate Majority Leader. You already have John Boehner, who's the Speaker of the House. John Boehner spoke out on Thursday and said, you know, the American people have spoken and they're not going to tolerate any wiggle room on immigration. I'm paraphrasing. So he's kind of threatening back. Once the president said the day after the election, if it had to be an executive order, it would be, because he was going to follow through with his pledge on immigration. So that is probably going to be the first shot out of the gate once we swing into new Congress. Because remember, we still have a lame duck Congress going on. A lot of those seats, except for the incumbents, don't take place until January. And then that's where you see the majority flip over in the Senate. And that's where it's going to make a very, very big difference. I mean, you know, just a huge difference in, I think, what's going to be a blockade. Now, for Boehner's part, just like the president said, hey, you're not going to do this to me on immigration, I'm going to have an executive order, Boehner said, we're going to repeal Obamacare. You have not heard that from him. People that really wanted to see this happen were anti-Boehner and wanted to see that speakership go away, partially because he wouldn't take a big swing at big enough swing at Obamacare. Now he's doing it. He's saying that the president's going to poison the well with the moves on the immigration. And, oh, by the way, you know, we're going to go in a different path when it comes to health care in this country. So get ready for the debates to begin. What happens, I don't know. He's saying that the House is going to vote to repeal Obamacare, and they're going to pass a bunch of bills to carve out some of the contentious parts of it, like the tax on medical devices or the individual mandate. So probably the mandate gets struck down, where those heavy fines, because right now we're not even into the fining part, the heavier fines would have come out further down the line year after year. So that might be one thing. They're going to tackle that for sure. That might be one thing that goes away. As to the other parts of it, I don't know. And we are taking America Tonight to Washington at the end of January, so we'll be tackling that and looking at it from all points of view, by the way, and really digging deep, as we've done in the past, as to where we are, and talk to not just the lawmakers, some senators and congresspeople, but also to the people on the ground involved in health care, as we have been and have continued to do on ATM, but we're going to do it from Washington, D.C. One of the things Boehner said is he's not going to commit to holding any kind of a vote on, you know, immigration or anything like that. He's going to have meetings initially with fellow House Republicans first, but he went the different direction with Obamacare, saying they're going to just go for it. And here's the deal. With immigration, with Obamacare, with anything else they're tackling, you know where this all ends up. The president has to sign it. So I think we're going to see the power of the pen, and there's going to be a lot of, you know, forget it. Nope. Veto, veto, veto. That's why I say it's a combat zone. It's a combat zone that is gearing up to look like something we haven't seen in a while. Because the last time we had that, when we go back to Bill Clinton, and now I've said this a zillion times and all of you know this, with balanced budgets and everything else, Clinton was able to maneuver, work with whatever, Newt Gingrich, and because of that, that made a huge difference when the votes came in, and there it wasn't as quite as cantankerous. I mean, there were differences, but right from the get-go here, there's, you know, this is it. This is already, you talk about poisoning the well. I mean, the well has been poisoned. There's not going to be a lot of wiggle room here. So isn't it interesting that when you look at Republicans having the upper hand with the midterm elections, part of that was what they did with fundraising. And that made a big difference in where they put their money. The National Republican Senatorial Committee spent over $37 million opposing Democratic candidates in the midterms, and 94% of that money was invested in successful Republican campaigns. Only 17% of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee's $52 million supported winning candidates, and that made a very, very big difference. Stay with us. Some odds and ends coming up on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tonight, a big shout out to all of you listening in England, Bobby Miller and the crew. I love the emails. For the rest of you in the United States, they send me the funniest emails. They promise as a gang to come on the show one night and tell us why the food is so lousy in England. Ever have a hamburger in England? No offense, guys. I'm telling you, it's brutal. And also, a big shout-out to WBPQ, 1240 AM in Jackson, Mississippi, one of our new affiliates. Thanks. We appreciate it. And thank you, Bill Fulgrim, for picking up the show and expanding it. And also to our pals in a place I used to go through. It's funny, I've been to both of those places, Jackson, a couple of times. I actually have some friends that have family there, so I've been there a few times, and we did a show from Mississippi. And then Victorville, California is right there outside of, you know, San Bernardino proper, I would say, like right in there. And I cannot tell you how many times I stopped in Victorville when I lived in California not too long ago. Well, a long ago, actually, when I got out of college, when I first got out of college. And that's KIXW. Greg Thomas Ripplinger and the boys. Thanks. Appreciate that. Absolutely. Oh, California. When I think of California, I think of a thing called Fatburger. And I think fat burgers better than In-N-Out burgers, but a lot of people like the In-N-Out burgers, which, by the way, have expanded to a few other states. You can get an In-N-Out burger in Vegas, and you can get In-N-Out burgers in Texas, too, as well. All right, so odds and ends, and boy, you know, so much focus on the elections everywhere I went, even if I wasn't doing this for a living. That's really what people were talking about. I was in the line at the grocery store. Oh, what do you think of the election results? And it's pumping gas is where you really can, it's like the new watering hole, because sometimes you're so close together and people are friendly. They start to talk to you. And that was part of the conversation, too. But there are absolutely other things that are happening, including this story about ISIS and the fact that apparently more now than ever, we kind of have a handle on this thing, because the top military commander was gracious enough to tell us that, oh, by the way, we're making big strides here, just so you know. First of all, there's not as many ISIS folks on the ground as you think. The number was highly exaggerated. He didn't use the word exaggerated, but said it's much smaller. And Army General Lloyd Austin also said that we're having, you know, the desired effects on Syria and Iraq and knocking these guys out, because we're taking out some key supply areas and other places where they used to congregate in big sizes and formations. Now they're not doing that because they're afraid they're going to get hit. They know that they're being aimed at, which is good, because if they're not able to communicate, if their group has to disintegrate into different directions, then that's probably a good thing. Although it's easier when you have the bigger target to hit them. But they on Wednesday they were focusing the airstrikes on the Khorasan group, and one of the targets was actually a French bomb maker, this guy named David Dragoon. They say they're still trying to figure out the impact of the strikes, and they're not saying whether he was killed or not, but they feel confident that they might have gotten him. So that's a big deal, because this guy was cranking out a lot of what they needed. So he was a significant threat. But we haven't heard too much about that. You know, why was ISIS attracting so many foreigners? Why could they recruit the way they were? Why was it making it interesting for some Americans to do it, Australians, UK? And how are they getting the kids? What are they pumping into them that gets them excited to be part of this? You know, after seeing the brutal beheadings and the torture and all the ridiculousness of what they were doing, it's, you know, refreshing to hear that the coalition is working, and that what really has to happen is they got to get the military, the Iraqi military, up to speed, and they're training them in Turkey. And Turkey has said, you know, that they were willing to allow it to be a training place, except for they have limited space. They don't have great airspace, and their military bases are limited. So it's still going to be the place that they use, but the problem is, are they going to have enough space to do the things that they need to do in training a lot of these military folks in Iraq? But the good news is that this terror threat is not as big as far as the massive amounts of bodies, and the airstrikes are working. The airstrikes are starting to take them out, because there was nothing worse than seeing James Foley the beheading of James Foley and knowing the story behind that. And then we had here on the show, and you can hear the interview if you didn't see it, go to americatonight.net and clicked on what you missed. And Tom Risen, we had Tom Risen on the show, who was one of his friends from college, and they were still close friends. And he talked about Foley and what happened there. And, you know, the barbaric things that they're doing to people in the Middle East that they come across and the scenes that you see when they go through a town, I mean, it is scary. But because they're having to be leaner for fear of having a strike just take them out, I think is really super, super significant. And it's good to hear that piece of information because we just hear, oh, airstrike and geez, you know, there's no boots on the ground and this is a problem. And, you know, how do we ensure that we're trying to cut off the snake's head? And apparently some of that is starting to happen. All right. Speaking of cutting off the snake's head, was there ever a better day for lots of people? And I was in New York commuting back and forth when 9/11 happened. So it was awful to see people scrambling and to know what was going on at the World Trade Towers when they came down. But having said that, when Bin Laden was taken out in 2011, that was a Sunday night. We were doing a show. And I thought that was just a great night. But now we've got this controversy over the who killed Bin Laden and the SEALs talking about it. So a former Navy SEAL, Robert O'Neill, did an interview with the Washington Post and said he was the one who fired the final shot to kill Bin Laden. And now these SEALs are being warned to shut up, to not, you know, that's not what they do, they serve and they don't talk about it. They don't brag about what they've done. But this 38-year-old O'Neill said that other SEAL team members were involved in the raid, including Mark Bissonette, who detailed what happened in his memoir, No Easy Day. O'Neill had been serving as a SEAL for 15 years at the time of the Bin Laden raid. He had done other missions before, but said he feared that this mission would be the most difficult because he said he didn't think he was going to survive. He said that it was clear that Bin Laden had been killed and not merely injured from his shot when he fell to the floor with a split skull before he was shot. And this is interesting. He says Bin Laden had his hands on a woman's shoulders. He was pushing her ahead, trying to deflect the attack. The Pentagon, not thrilled with more conversation about this, because of the close-knit community and trying to not give away, I guess, details. But I think the cat is way out of the bag on this one. And we've already seen that in the other account, and now this is a different account. And this idea to go public is controversial because of the unspoken military rule. Don't seek attention for your service, but way too late for that. I'm sure this story is only going to get bigger. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Thanks for this segment. We are booting the mailbag to next hour. AC/DC, that's what you're hearing now. The drummer, Phil Rudd, has had charges dropped against him. Dirty deeds. Yeah, thank you. On cue. Rudd was the 60-year-old drummer for that band that had been accused of trying to have two men killed. But the Crown Solicitor in New Zealand decided there wasn't enough evidence to justify it. So how about that? The charges are done. However, his attorney said that Rudd suffered unnecessary and extremely damaging publicity as a result of the widespread and sensational reporting of the serious allegation. Of course, yes. I mean, the whole idea that he wanted to murder two people. And I said this the other day, AC/DC is one of the world's biggest selling musical acts, period. And here he was accused of that. So this is the bad deal. And, he's arrested and that whole thing broke. And now they're saying, yeah, there's not enough. There's not enough for that. So for him, that is a good rest of it, isn't it? Because of what people were forming, the opinions that we were all forming when we heard the story. All right, on a lighter note, once you make it big in movies, whether it's animated movies or some other variety, you know what the Hollywood types do? They want to make a second, a third, and bingo, a fourth, Toy Story 4, coming out in 2017. Yep. The Disney CEO, Bob Iger, said during the quarterly earnings call that Buzz Lightyear, Woody, and Mr. Potato Head aren't finished despite the ending to Toy Story 3. This is it. They have the same director who's coming back, and they're going to reprise the roles that they had before. And, you know, the third Toy Story had made $1 billion worldwide. That's crazy. So, of course, $1 billion means there's a billion reasons that Hollywood is going to say, yeah, I think we're going to do this again. I think this one works. All right, here's another one that I think you'll all be interested in. I mentioned the other day that you could actually look at, because they were made, I think they were made public anyway, or maybe I just got the lucky email, but the 64,000 pages of Fast and Furious, if you look at the emails, because, I mean, now all those emails are out there, and Daryl Issa, who I said was like a dog with a bone, he's not going to let it go, said that the document dump clearly shows Holder is at the heart of Fast and Furious, that these treasure trove of emails that was handed to his office on the night of the elections clearly shows that in the documents. And, you know, here's the deal with that. Remember, Eric Holder testified that he was sad when the Border Patrol agent was killed, and he really wasn't aware of what had happened, how deeply it had gone. But what Issa is saying, that that's not what this is showing, that he's there, that he's in the middle of this, that you see him involved in the emails. So that's pretty interesting. Because there was this undercover deal that was happening that cut out Mexico. And he's saying clearly this is on the head of the attorney general. Now, of course, you don't have that operation that allows guns to be trafficked into Mexico. The idea was they would be trafficked in and our agents could track them. But the guns ended up in the hands of criminals and ended up at a whole bunch of crime scenes, including the murder of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, which outraged so many of us, and that's what kicked open the door even more to this. And so ISA is saying that, look, that they've been asking for this for a long time, and they shouldn't have withheld these documents, and the documents clearly show that, you know, they were more aware than they were letting on of what had happened and what had gone wrong with the program. So I don't think we really have heard the last of Fast and Furious, because they're going to have to go over the emails with a fine-tooth comb, and that's going to take some time to do that. But trust me, it's not going away. Let's put it that way. Here's another story that's the rest of. And the rest of is this Philadelphia story where a woman was kidnapped off the street. I mean, that would send chills up your spine when you saw that video, I'm telling you. And now what they're talking about is this Carlicia Freeland Gaither. They said that because of her spirit, the 22-year-old nursing assistant was probably kept alive. It probably helped keep her alive that she tried to talk her way through it, and she kept struggling with the guy who kidnapped her, despite the fact that she was, you know, bound up. She's at her house in Philly because they found her. They rescued her outside of Baltimore, and they arrested the suspect, and they're giving her time before they complete all the interviews. But here's the crazy thing about this. Thank goodness they found her. She was rescued because of the GPS tracking that had been installed on the suspect's car by the used car dealership that sold it to him. They read the dealership's name on the traffic camera image of the car and asked the dealership to turn on the GPS to show the location, because dealerships routinely put GPS devices on cars so they can be located and repossessed if the owner falls behind on the payments. So that was huge, and that's the reason that they could get to her. She was in the car, she was bound in the car, and she, you know, just kept struggling, so they think that's why she stayed alive, but it was the GPS that tracked her to, that tracked her down in Baltimore, so that's a very big deal. On the other hand, there was this movie executive, and I can remember when this story broke, whose remains were found by hikers. They say he was murdered in his car. That's what the police are saying now. They think that this was a guy who was pretty big. He was a 20th Century Fox guy and actually a UCLA basketball player. He was dumped in a shallow grave in the National Forest in California about 2 years ago. So they haven't made any arrest yet. The guy's name is Gavin Smith. And they don't know, you know, specifically, of course, it shows that there was some kind of trauma. That's why they say the murder and whatnot. But they don't, you know, they don't have any leads on who it was or any of that kind of stuff. But they say there was evidence in the car that indicated he was killed in the car because they found his car in 2013 and they saw, you know, it had blood and body tissue, and they knew that he had been killed. But how about that? I mean, this is a guy that played college hoop for the legendary Wizard, the coach, John, you know, Wooden. And he was last seen alive at a friend's house in Ventura County. And then that was, you know, that was it. They found the car and never found him. And now they've found him. And, you know, he was a guy who was in the movie business for like 18 years. He worked on Avatar, Star Wars trilogy, blah, 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 on and on the list goes. But, I mean, how creepy is that? What's the story behind that? Did he just run afoul of some nefarious people somehow, or, you know, stopped because something happened to his car, or stopped to make a call, or who knows? I mean, who knows what it is? And all they can do is try to figure out, I guess, with maybe something to do with his body, if they can get any kind of leads on that, if somebody messed up. And but pretty tough, because that's been 2 years. That's how long it's been, 2 years. All right, here's another, the rest of. In deference, by the way, to the great Paul Harvey, I would never say the rest of the story, just in case you're wondering. I used to love that. When I worked at a radio station in Dallas, I used to listen to them all the time. He's just great. In Monterey Bay, I love this when they find shipwrecks. If you were a shipwreck diver, how cool would this be? But scientists say that they've come across, exploring the edge of the Monterey Canyon, they found a ship on the seafloor off of really specifically Santa Cruz. And it first appeared, they kept seeing these sonar images on one of the fault lines. And then they had these sharper angles on these images, and they got closer and closer, and they finally found an unpiloted submarine that was, that is, you know, showed the ship. They were in an unpiloted submarine. They sent it down after they had been as deep as they could go. And the ship was the Umpqua 2, and it was a barge from Oregon that was grounded outside of a place called Moss Landing in 1982. It sunk about a mile beneath the surface of the ocean, 12 miles southwest of Santa Cruz. So, you know, it's not like you found pirate's gold or anything, but it was an 82 shipwreck, and they found it. You never know what you're going to find when you're exploring for other things. Huh? All right, we're talking wine next here on this version of America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At one point in my life, believe it or not, people listening in the nooks and crannies here across America to America Tonight, I actually made wine. Now, I didn't make it. It wasn't great. It was like souvenir wine. I tried so hard, but I understand the difference between myself and a true winemaker. Recently, I had a chance to catch up with the folks from Messina Hoff, and I'm telling you, their stuff is really good. There was a couple of wines that I really, really enjoyed. And joining us now, he might be in the wine cellar at Messina Hoff. I'm not sure. Paul Bonarigo. He is the CEO, winemaker, and everything else in between there at Messina Hoff. It is a family project. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
So, Messina Hoff, I think what's so interesting about the whole process is that it's such a family affair. And we're talking about in the state of Texas. And I, when I talked to you originally and met you out at Boot Ranch, I love the story of the family and how it was handed down. And your father was somebody who didn't think he was going to be a winemaker, right?
Well, he, you know, I'm the seventh generation winemaker in the family. So he had been involved with wine when he was young, but when he moved to Texas, had really no knowledge that was, there was going to be an opportunity to do that here. So kind of part of the thought was that maybe he might make some small stuff, but not really anything on a great scale.
Yeah. And then it turned out to be something on a great scale. And I think people don't understand, because people who are listening to us in California especially, but even in New York, I don't think people necessarily think of Texas as great wine, but that's not true, is it?
No, in fact, you know, especially in recent years, in the last 5 to 10 years, Texas wines have received great acclaim, wonderful awards. I mean, in 2013, Messina Hoff won Top All-Around Winery at the Houston International Wine Competition. There were 943 wineries that participated from 23 countries, and we were ranked best out of all of them. So that just goes to show the fact that there's some really high-quality wines that are being made. Plus, not just in Texas competitions, but in international competitions, we've won many awards. And we actually ship our wines all over the state, all over the U.S. as well as to foreign countries as well.
Yeah. The when you go to name a wine, it seems as though that can be something personal. The one of the favorite wines that you make that I tasted was the Sophia Marie Rosé, and that won an award in 2013, I think. But I love the taste of that. But how did you get the name?
So Sophia Marie is the name of my daughter, and the way that this story goes, I was in the Marine Corps for 5 years and exited service in 2010. As I was leaving service, my wife was pregnant, and of course that's a whole other story unto itself, with my wife driving 8.5 months pregnant with the 110-pound dog in my pickup truck type story. That was a fun journey. But when we got to Texas, in April, and my daughter was born in May, which of course is right before you start going into veraison in the vineyard. And as we came to start that vintage, we looked at Linois, which is the grape that we have classically used to make our ports here at the winery. And we have some really high-class ports. We've received international acclaim for it, but primarily that's what we've always made, with the Linois grape. And we started looking at what could we potentially do with this variety that was a little bit different. And so in 2010, we created the first rosé from Linois. And because of the fact that Sophia had just been born, we named the wine after her. And we actually took her handprint right after she was born, and we put it on the bottle. So on every label is her actual handprint when she was born. And so that was the first vintage of the Sophia Marie Rosé.
Oh, I love that story. So she has that forever, and you can't take that away. That's such a cool thing. The fact that you named the wine for that reason. Do you have a favorite wine? I mean, is there, because it's so personal for you? Is there one that you just, that's it? This has just hit the mark.
You know, this is a very difficult question, because wine is much like, it's an art form, and every wine that you put in the bottle is like a child. I mean, you put so much work and effort into it, it's kind of hard to say I like one better than the other. But some of the wines that really stand out, that we really have a lot of pride about, are like we had a series of wines called our Paolo, like our Paolo Bordeaux blend we served at the Boot Ranch dinner. But that we have a whole tier of wines that's called Paolo, and it's named after, of course, Paul Bonarigo, the namesake. And it signifies the best quality fruit, the best quality winemaking practices that go into those vintages. And it's not every year that we make a Paolo. We only make it when we feel like it's exceptional wine. So that, of course, that whole series has a special place in my heart. And also our port, because of the fact that we were the first winery in the world to make port through natural fermentation instead of fortification. Mm-hmm. And we have continued that process and really creates a wonderful port product that it's kind of multi-sided, because a lot of times when you hear port, people think, well, port is a cigar drink or it's a man's drink or whatever. But when you taste our port, because of the fact that it's naturally fermented, it's much more delicate, it's smoother finish, it just makes a better product that everybody can enjoy, and we've had great success with it. So those, and plus it's made from our estate vineyard here right at the winery. So those, yeah, those two things are kind of special to me.
Yeah, how big is the estate winery?
Well, the estate vineyard here is 40 acres. The winery, of course, we produce about 50,000 cases a year. But we source our grapes from all over the state. We source from about 900 acres throughout the state of Texas.
Wow, 900 acres. And so when you have drought conditions, how does that affect the vines?
Well, one thing about Texas is if you're going to plant a vineyard, you better have an irrigation system. Because especially in the high plains, you know, it's hot. And like last year was a great example. They only got like, I think, 6 inches of rain the entire year or the entire growing season.
Yeah.
So, you know, having an irrigation system helps to be able to grow in regions where maybe rain is not as big of a deal. You know, it's something that I think that the people getting involved with the grape growing industry now are much more educated into the understanding of what they need going into it. So most vineyards are set up pretty well.
I'm sure you have your head down because you're so buried in the business, but have you ever seen the movie Bottle Shock?
Absolutely.
Is it kind of like Bottle Shock? I mean, I thought that movie was so great, and it made me want to learn how to make wine, actually. And I said I kind of stumbled my way through it with the little bit of equipment I had. Do you think that did you find that movie funny and could relate to some of the things in it?
Well, I think the biggest thing that, and we actually talk about this phenomenon, because it's the tasting of Paris, you know, that is such an amazing time for the California industry. But if you look at kind of the same type of growth that the California industry had, my dad actually, he was in the Navy, he was a physical therapist, and he was stationed in Oakland in California back in the late 60s. And he tells a story about how he went into a fine dining restaurant and asked for California wine, and a sommelier at the time said, "Oh, I don't carry California wine. It's not good enough." And so when you look at this challenge that they had, and Bottle Shock tells that story about how they basically having to prove the world that they have high-quality products, it's the same journey that Texas has had over the last 15 years, especially, and of course my parents started in 1977, and back then there was complete disbelief that Texas could make wine. But people started to recognize in the 90s and after 2000 that there is some merit to the quality that Texas can produce. And so that story is starting to get out there.
I love it. Yeah. And I think that, and you know, this time and awards and all that kind of stuff helps, doesn't it?
It does. Awards recognition, you know, and being marketing. Fortunately for Texas, one of the things that we do really well is hospitality. When people come and visit and when we get a chance to talk to people about our wine, we do so because of the fact that we love connecting with consumers and being able to create that experience for them. And so Texas hospitality is the reason why the Texas Hill Country was rated the top 10 wine destinations of the world by wine enthusiasts in February of 2014.
Wow, how about that? I didn't even know that. Paul Bonariga, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Messina Hoff, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.